Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 10 entitled Kingdom Principles. So the objectives are this. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to define the word parable. You're going to be able to explain why Jesus used parables to teach the kingdom principles. You'll be able to identify the main subject of the parables of Jesus, and you'll be able to study the parables of Jesus to learn kingdom principles. Our key verse is found in Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Introduction. The previous chapters you learned basic principles governing life in the kingdom of God. And during his earthly ministry, Jesus used a unique teaching method called parables to reveal other spiritual truths about the kingdom. So in this chapter, you're going to learn what parables are and when Jesus used them to teach kingdom principles. You'll also study selected parables to learn kingdom principles. What is a parable? A parable is a story which uses an example from the natural world to illustrate a spiritual truth. The actual meaning of the word parable is to lay aside, to compare. And in parables, Jesus used a natural example and compared it to a spiritual truth. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That which is natural is something you can observe with your senses. You can see, hear, and touch it. That which is spiritual can only be observed with spiritual senses. The subject of the parables. The main subject of the parables of Jesus was the kingdom of God. And before telling some of these parables, Jesus clearly stated this as the subject. In Mark 4:30, he says, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? In Luke 13:18, it says, then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? And finally, in Luke 13:20, he says, and again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? So even when the parable was not introduced by such a direct statement, the subject was still the kingdom of God. Every parable that Jesus told related some way to the kingdom. Why parables? Why did Jesus choose this unique teaching method of parables to reveal spiritual truths about the kingdom of God? The disciples asked the same question, and we find that in Matthew 13:10. And disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And Jesus answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So knowledge of the spiritual truths of the kingdom was given to the disciples because they had spiritual minds. And those without spiritual minds heard the parables and they failed to understand them because spiritual truths can only be understood by a spiritual mind. We find that in 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So those with spiritual minds understand the kingdom principles revealed in parables, and those with carnal, sinful minds cannot understand them. Jesus used parables to conceal these great spiritual principles from unbelievers. We find in Mark 4:12, it says, that seeing that ye may see and not perceive, and hearing that ye may hear and not understand. A spiritual-minded man is one who has been born again spiritually, and as explained in the chapter 4 of this manual. Parables of the Kingdom. All the parables told by Jesus reveal various facts about the kingdom of God. The subject references and kingdom truth taught by each are listed, so look up each reference in your Bible and read the parable. Parables concerning the offer of the kingdom. So the following parables concern the offer made by Jesus of the kingdom of God. First off, we have the patched garment found in Matthew 9:16, Mark 2:21, and Luke 5:36. Then we have the wine bottles, which are Matthew 9:17, Mark 22, and Luke 5:37. So these two parables teach that Jesus offered a kingdom that was new and unique. It could not be confined to the old patterns of religious tradition. It was not possible to understand the kingdom of God by trying to fit into the old thought patterns and lifestyles. The next we have was the Good Shepherd. And that was found in John 10:1-16. So Jesus compared to a shepherd that he would lead his sheep out of religious bondage and bring them into the liberty of his kingdom. His sheep would know his voice and would respond to his offer of the kingdom. Then we have the lost sheep, Matthew 18:12-14, and Luke 15:4-7. The lost coin was in Luke 15:8-10, and the lost son, Luke 15:11-32. These parables illustrate how the Father seeks the lost sheep for the kingdom, and how his followers should seek the lost, and how repentance is the key to becoming an heir to the kingdom. Then we have the wedding banquet, and that's found in Matthew 22:1-14, and the great banquet in Luke 14:16-24. So these parables, Jesus invited the present generation to enter the kingdom. The original announcement was sent to a special group of people, the nation of Israel. Not all those chosen responded, so another invitation was extended also to the Gentile nations. Then we have the two builders, and that's found in Matthew 7:24-27. In this parable, Jesus taught that the kingdom was built on him. He compared himself to a rock on which a person may build their life. A house built on such a secure foundation will stand through every storm, and Jesus offered men and women the opportunity to build their lives on the eternal foundation of the kingdom of God. Then we have the two gates. That's found in Matthew 7:13-14 and Luke 13:24-28. Only one gate leads to the kingdom, and the gate is the Lord Jesus. Now we're going to deal with some of the parables concerning the rejection of the king. The first one we have is the murderous husbandman. That's found in Matthew 21:33-44, Mark 12:1-11, and Luke 20:9-18. Jesus used parables to reveal that the nation of Israel would reject him as Messiah and king, and this is illustrated in the parable of the murderous husbandman. God sent prophets to the earth with the offer of the kingdom, but Israel killed the prophets. Then God sent his own son, and he too was rejected and killed. Next, we have the barren fig tree, and that's found in Luke 13:6-9. Jesus told a parable about a barren fig tree. The fig tree is a natural symbol of the nation of Israel, and God raised up Israel as the nation through which he could reveal the kingdom to the world. Time and time again, God tried to get the tree of Israel to bring forth fruit among the heathen nations by sharing their knowledge of the true God, but Israel remained barren and unfruitful. Then we have the wedding, and that's found in Matthew 22:2-14. Jesus also used the parable of the wedding to illustrate his rejection. Servants were sent to call people to the wedding, but the people killed the servants and rejected the invitation. This revealed how the offer of the kingdom was to be rejected. Now we have the parables concerning the postponement of the kingdom. The first one we have is the talents. That's found in Matthew 25:14-30 and Luke 19:11-27. Then we also have the man on a long journey. That's in Mark 13:34-37. Then we have the servants. That's Matthew 24:43-51 and also Luke 12:39-46. And we have the watching servants. That's Luke 12:36-38. So Jesus told several parables which revealed the kingdom of God would be established in its final form in the future. The kingdom would not come at the present time because Israel rejected Jesus as king. And these parables also reveal Jesus would be absent for a time from the realm in which the kingdom would finally be instituted. They stressed that his followers should be faithful over the task given them, using their talents and abilities to extend the kingdom of God. Then we have the talent of the fig tree, and that's in Matthew 24:32-34, Mark 13:28-30, and Luke 21:29-32. Jesus told a parable about a fig tree, which revealed the approximate timing for the final establishing of God's kingdom. He said, "One can tell when summer is near because the fig tree puts out growth in the leaves and blossoms." As already mentioned, the fig tree is a natural example of the nation of Israel. Jesus was revealing that when Israel was restored to her own land and began to blossom again as a nation, the time of the return of the kingdom was near. This event has already happened, and Israel has been restored to her own land as a nation. Parables concerning the growth of the kingdom. Jesus told several parables which illustrated how the kingdom of God would extend throughout the world. First off, we have the talents. That's found in Matthew 25:14-30, and also Luke 19:11-27. This parable reveals that the kingdom will be spread by wise use of the spiritual talents and abilities God has given believers. Then we have the sower. That's found in Matthew 13:3-8, and Mark 4:3-8, and Luke 8:5-8. The gospel of the kingdom will be spread by sowing of the seed of the word of God. To this sowing, there will be varied responses depending on the attitude of the hearers. The fruit depends not on the sower, but on a life that is in the seed itself and the condition of the soil, which is the man's heart. The tares and the wheat, that's found in Matthew 13:24-30. Satan will try to defeat in the spread of the kingdom by sowing people described as weeds among the good seeds of God's kingdom. The weeds Satan sows resemble good wheat at the time of harvest. Wheat can be identified by the grain it produces. However, while weeds produce no usable grain. The net. That's found in Matthew 13:47-50. The kingdom is also compared to a great net thrown into the sea. All kinds of fish are caught, but when the net is drawn to the shore, the good fish are separated from the bad. The kingdom will draw in men and women from all nations. Prior to the final establishing of the kingdom, there will be judgment to determine those which must be excluded. Then we have the mustard seed, which is found in Matthew 13:31-32, Mark 4:31-32, and Luke 13. The kingdom of God will grow like a mustard seed, and this seed is a very small and has an insignificant beginning, but a maturity grows to great size. The leaven. That's found in Matthew 13:33 and also Luke 13:21. Like leaven in a lump of dough, the kingdom of God will spread throughout the whole lump of the world. The power of the kingdom is not external, but internal. Then we have parables concerning kingdom judgment. We have the 10 virgins, that's found in Matthew 25:1-12, and the sheep and goats, found in Matthew 25:31-46. Jesus told several parables concerning future judgment in the kingdom. At the time of judgment, those who are sheep of the true shepherd, Jesus Christ, will be accepted, and all others will be denied entrance into the kingdom. Then we have parables concerning the value of the kingdom. Jesus used several parables to illustrate the great value of the kingdom of God. The first one was the pearl of great price. We find that in Matthew 13th chapter 45-46, and the hidden treasure found in Matthew 13:44. These parables show that the kingdom of God is such great value that nothing else compares with it. It is more valuable than any possession of man, and you must give up everything you possess in order to obtain the kingdom. It is worth the sacrifice. Then we have the householder, which is found in Matthew 13:52. In this parable, Jesus compared himself to the custodian of a storehouse, which brings forth items needed by the household. A custodian is a person in charge of something. The custodian may bring out new grain or old grain, new wine or old wine. But by what he brings, the needs of the household are fully met. In some ways, the kingdom Jesus taught was like the previous form of the kingdom. In other ways, it's entirely new. But both old and new had a value in meeting the needs of residents of the kingdom of God. Parables concerning life in the kingdom. Many parables Jesus told illustrated principles of kingdom living. One of them is the two sons. That's found in Matthew 21:28-32. Jesus taught that obedience is the test of sonship within the kingdom family. Another is the Good Samaritan. That's found in Luke 10:30-37. The kingdom principle of love to all is taught in this parable. Our neighbor is anyone in need whose need we know and whose need we are able to meet. The two debtors is found in Luke 7:41-43. This parable teaches that love will be shown by the one who has experienced the love of the kingdom. Then we have the Pharisee and the publican. That's found in Luke 18:10-14. The Pharisee approached God on the basis of his own righteousness. The tax collector recognized that there was nothing in himself worthy to stand before the Lord. In this parable, Jesus taught how people should approach God to offer worship, praise, thanksgiving, petition, and intercession in the kingdom. It also taught humility in prayer, and it warned of the sin of self-righteousness. Then we have the persistent widow, that's in Luke 18:1-8, and the persistent friend in Luke 11:5-10. These two parables illustrate the importance of persistence in prayer. Then we have the faithful manager found in Matthew 25:14-30. This parable stresses the importance of wise and righteous stewardship of kingdom treasures which God entrusts to the believers. Then we have seats at the wedding feast, Luke 14:7-11. This parable illustrates the importance of humility and the promotion of God's kingdom comes from the Lord. Then we have the vine and the branches found in John 15:1-6. This parable describes the relationship of Jesus to the church. Then we have laborers in the vineyard, Matthew 20:1-16. This parable teaches the eternal rewards are not made on the basis of worldly standards. Then we have the servant's office that's found in Luke 17:7-10. This parable teaches that it's our responsibility to serve and to do those things commanded by the king. The kingdom going to war is found in Luke 14:31-33, and the man building a tower. This illustration is in Luke 14:28-30. These parables emphasize the importance of proper understanding of commitment to the kingdom. The wedding garment, found in Matthew 22:10-14. This parable emphasizes the necessity of being clothed in righteousness to remain in the kingdom. It is through Jesus' righteousness, not self-righteousness, that this is achieved. The rich man's meditation is found in Luke 12:16-21. This story illustrates the folly of relying on temporal material wealth. The priority of life is the eternal kingdom of God. The mote and the beam, Matthew 7:1-5 and Luke 6:41-42. This parable teaches that we should judge ourselves rather than others. The harvest, Matthew 9:37-38 and Luke 10:2. In this story of a harvest, ripe and ready to gather, which Jesus used to focus the attention of his disciples on the need for extending the kingdom, it was the vision conveyed by this parable that changed them from fishermen to fishers of men. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.